Sometimes we find ourselves in situations where we must mediate conflict between two or more parties. How can we do this in a way that allows for constructive discussion and hopefully transformation? When we mediate conflicts, it's often important to meet with the disputant separately beforehand. What is each person's perspective on the conflict? This will likely give us insights into the issues, but can also reveal landmines and possible pathways for moving the discussion forward when everyone comes together. It's also important to get at least some commitment to work productively on addressing the issues during the group meeting and after. There's really no point in meeting as a group if one or both parties has no desire to address the tensions. For the group session, I would recommend using the coach model that Keith Webb describes in his book, The Coach Model for Christian Leaders, or another question-based coaching model. In Webb's model, the word coach is an acronym with each letter representing an important part of a coaching conversation: connect, outcome, awareness, course, and highlights. In the Mentoring, Team Building, and Equipping course, I provide the full training for using the coach model in our conversations with others. So, using the coach model, our first step during the group meeting is to connect with the group members. Build as much rapport as you can. It's also important to lay down some ground rules. The article, Guidelines for Discussing Difficult or High-Stakes Topics, suggests the following. Listen respectfully without interrupting. Listen actively and with an ear to understanding others' views. Criticize ideas, not individuals. Commit to learning, not debating. Avoid blame, speculation, and inflammatory language. Allow everyone the chance to speak, and avoid assumptions about others. After laying down the ground rules, ask people to agree to them. If they can't agree, you may want to rethink doing the group session until they're willing to comply with these basic rules of healthy conflict engagement. After connecting with group members and laying down some rules, establish an outcome for the session. Ask each person something like, "What result would you like to take away from our conversation today?" Ask good coaching questions that help group members identify a mutually important outcome that is achievable within the time allotted for the meeting. Make sure that you confirm the outcome with each person to make sure that they're on board with going in that direction. The next step is to build awareness around the core issues. Ask each person to briefly share 2 to 3 of the main issues from their perspective. Ask good clarifying questions that peel away the layers and get at the underlying issues. Questions like, "What are the key points to understand this situation?" Or, "What are other factors that are influencing the situation?" It may be helpful to set a time limit for each person so that everyone gets equal time. In particularly acrimonious situations, you may want to have a way of randomly selecting who gets to speak in what order. If someone breaks one of the ground rules, make sure you interject immediately and gently reprimand the person. If someone repeatedly breaks the rules, you may need to postpone the session to a later date. During the fourth stage of the coach model, which is the course stage, you want to identify a course of action by inviting people to identify 2 to 3 action steps that they would be willing to take to help address one or more of the issues. Make sure that these are SMART goals, goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. For example, someone may say, "I want to be more appreciative of Madison." That's a great goal, but it's not very specific or measurable. I might follow up with something like, "What would that look like on a daily basis?" The person might respond, "Well, I'd like to thank Madison whenever she does something helpful around the house." Now, that's a lot closer to a SMART goal. I may push a little bit more and simply ask, "Just to help you know when you've accomplished your action step, how many times per day would you like to thank Madison for helping out?" It's really important that each person has more than one action step in case something comes up that makes it difficult to make progress on one of the goals, like Madison being sick for the week and not able to help out much. Once everyone has identified 2 to 3 SMART action steps, ask each person, What are you willing to commit to between now and the next time we meet? It's important that you get them to highlight these commitments, as sometimes they come up with something at this stage that they hadn't previously articulated. If appropriate, it's also good to pray with the group, to ask God to help each one as they seek to make progress on their goals. Then make sure that you keep praying for the group members and their action steps as you anticipate meeting again. Now, the next time you get together, you would ask each person during the connect phase something like, "What progress did you make on the action steps you identified last time?" Notice how I asked about progress and not whether they completed their action steps. It's important that we celebrate any kind of forward movement or even attempts at making progress. As people take baby steps forward, they gain confidence and momentum to take additional steps. Helping them see their progress is an important way of empowering them for future growth. So that's the coach model approach to mediating conflict. The approach focuses on expanding people's awareness about the conflict and their role within it. It also nudges them to take steps that will address the underlying issues that are contributing to the conflict. As people grow in their personal ownership of the issues and the corrective actions required to address them, they position themselves for transformation.